Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
All right, my first guest tonight, which I am very excited about. She grew up listening to her dad reading the WCCO radio news. Now, Steve Murphy's daughter. Steve, you know we love you, man. We miss you. Your daughter hears different things on the radio, sometimes her music, her own music. She is now in Nashville, where she is part of their monster country music scene. And coming up later this week, Natalie Murphy will be in. You ready for this? She's going to stay in town, not only for Thanksgiving, but her last show of the year in Minnesota. Right here, she has chosen Les Musiques in St. Michael. You do not want to miss it. We're going to tell you all about that. Welcome to WCCO. How are you?
I'm good. I'm so excited to be here. Thanks for having me.
We are thrilled. You are beautiful, by the way.
Oh, gosh.
You got those haunting eyes. When you write music, do you write haunting music?
I have a time or two, you know. My dad used to always joke about having a good face for radio.
So. Oh, come on. Yeah. All of us try to say that, but you don't, dear.
I inherited it.
No. Forget about it. Okay, so here we are talking about your music and who you are. Natalie, how do you define yourself? I mean, just within the shadows of your own father and his history and his fame, here you are now in Nashville building up, and you are doing it. You are actually in the Nashville music scene. How did that happen for you?
You know, it was a continual evolution. It's funny. I always say in the music business, if you are open to the opportunities that come to you and you work hard to make them happen, it'll lead you to where you need to be. And that's what happened. I started playing violin at McPhail when I was 5 years old.
Oh, my gosh. I was just there last night.
It's such a special place.
Yeah, it is.
You guys in Minneapolis are so lucky to have it. And I played, you know, classical music for a very long time, started writing my own songs in middle school. And just naturally found the way to country music. And I love every genre, but my instrument lends itself so well to country. And also my favorite part about music is songwriting. That's kind of where I find my fire for it. And that's just such an incredible industry in Nashville. There's no other place that has that like Nashville, Tennessee.
Yeah, I believe that. Now, you had an album that was released last year called Water the Flowers.
Yes.
Tell us a little bit about which album is this? Is this your first, your third?
It's my first album.
It's your first album?
Yes. So I'm
How
so excited. And I've been touring on it all year and just playing these songs and have the most fun band, and we've had the best time. And now I have some new music I'm working on right now, so it's an exciting time.
I'm thinking I want to hear a little bit of The List.
The List?
Yeah. What do you think of that one? What do you think? You got a better
I was going to play the title track for you.
All right. Play the title track.
All right.
Water the Flowers.
All right. So as every songwriter does, I have a story behind the song. And the gist is that life is like a garden. You know, we all have these people that are just wonderful flowers in our life. And sometimes you also have to pick the weeds. So.
All right. Play about 40 seconds of it for us.
Okay.
Roses are red and violets are blue. If you don't take good care of them, they're never gonna bloom. Life is like a garden. You've got flowers, you've got weeds. Some people help you out, some rob you blind and take what they need. It ain't complicated, no, but you have got to water the flowers and pull the weeds. The good's never gonna grow without room to breathe. So water your flowers, baby, and pull the weeds.
There you have it.
I love it. Pull
Nashville
the weeds,
comes
baby.
To Minneapolis.
Oh, I love it. So what inspired you to do that?
That song, I had a friendship that changed, you know, and it was really painful for me to recognize that it was a toxic relationship, and I love people, and I kept giving to this situation, and I realized that it was time to say goodbye. And that's where the song came from.
You stepped away from classical music and decided to fall in love with this genre called country music.
Yes.
And it is the one genre of music that seems to flourish wherever it is.
Sure.
Right? No matter where you are. You can be in the black community. What was that called? Old Town Road? What was that song called?
Yes. You know? Oh, it's so good. And it's cultural. You know, it speaks to a rural, not just rural, though. It's like stories about real life and things that you can talk about things in country music that maybe wouldn't be cool in
other
genres.
Oh, you can tell your truth and get your life back.
Yes. And it's representative of every culture and every person. And that's why I think that the sounds are so dynamic. You know, some of it's really pop and some of it's really stripped down and some of it's Americana. And it's because it represents a lot of different people.
Is that a challenge for you to define what country music is for you? Because you're absolutely right. You've got Taylor Swift, who was writing music for country artists when she was 12.
Yeah.
Big hits, right? And then she kind of moved into this pop genre.
Right.
But it's really a collection of both, isn't it?
It is, absolutely. And I think that it's kind of a beautiful thing because you can go so many directions. But for me, I incorporate a lot of a groovy, I have a lot of soul influences, probably because I'm from Minnesota. But I listen to a lot of Linda Ronstadt. There's definitely a little bit of Sheryl Crow in there.
Absolutely. So. What else can you play for us? Give us a little touch of something a little different.
Do you want to sing with me?
I would love to sing
with
you. All right. Oh, my gosh.
Speaking of Linda Ronstadt.
Feeling better. Now that we're through, feeling better 'cause I'm over you. I learned my lesson, it left a scar. Now I see how you really are. You're no good, you're no good, you're no good. Baby, you're no good. You're no good, you're no good, you're no good. Baby, you're no good. Hey. I'm gonna say it again. You're no good, you're no good, you're no good. Baby, you're no good, no.
I totally put you on the spot with that one.
Look, girl, I've never sang that song. And let me tell you something. You have something special. You really do. First of all, the passion that you have when you sing the song. Girl, it comes through every fiber of you.
Oh, thank
you. Just watching you is amazing. So what is the favorite song that you wrote on this album?
On that album? Gosh.
The one that just, you know, was the hardest to write, the most painful or the most powerful to write?
Probably. There's a song in there called Save Your Love. I think it's the last track. And the reason being is that's another, this whole album is full of personal life lessons that I kind of went through. You know, and it's interesting now because it's only been a year, but like I've already grown past some of them. And that's like the beauty of releasing music. You know, you document these.
Yeah,
you document these feelings and these things and you hope that other people can relate to them and they can change them. And Save Your Love is about, it's about that. It's about the fact that we only have so much love to give and we have to plant a seed where it's going to grow. You know, if you plant a seed in cement, it's never going to grow. And so we have to save our love for the people that will use it and further it. And that's what that's about.
So here you are in Nashville. You are growing and thriving there, which is quite remarkable. What can you bring to La Musique St. Michael that's coming up? And the date is?
This Friday, the 22nd.
This Friday, the 22nd. What can they expect? Are they going to hear from every song? Are you going to do every song off the new album that came out a year ago?
Yep. I'm going to do not every song. I have probably a fair amount of those, a couple fun covers. I might have a special guest. We might do a Christmas song or two.
Oh, nice.
But,
like what?
I'll have a blue Christmas without you.
So that one's might be in the set list. If my band's listening, we might do that in the key of C.
How many band members?
There was going to be two guitar players, bass, and drums.
Are the tickets still available?
There are some tickets still available, and people can always expect some rock and fiddle playing because that is my main instrument, and we have some new songs.
Okay, so. You brought your fiddle in with you.
I did.
I got to hear something on the fiddle because this was your first instrument, right? Is this the one that you first started with?
Yes, I started with fiddle, and I played, back in those days, I called it a violin.
Yeah. But now it's become the fiddle, it's like everybody else.
If you say that you play, you know, people are always asking, is a fiddle the same instrument as a violin? And it is.
Yeah, it is.
That's confusing.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
If
but
I say
play
I play.
On it, though.
Yeah, exactly. And so if I say violin, they're like, what orchestra? And if I say fiddle, then they're like, oh.
Wow.
Yep, she plays country,
country. Music. So what's the name of this one?
I'm just going to play you just a little bit of improv.
All right. And it's been a pleasure having you on. Here she is, Katie Murphy, Natalie Murphy. I love it. We'll be back in just a moment.
Baseball is back. Basketball is heating up. And the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.